Last month, the deadliest typhoon to ever hit the Philippines took more than 5,700 lives and left a country reeling from damages estimated in excess of an equivalent of more than $800 million. Sunday evening, a concert on the University of Arkansas campus will raise funds to help with relief efforts. Organized by the Fulbright Scholars at the University of Arkansas, the music will be performed by an ensemble of students from Thailand, Turkey, and the United States. Missy Maramara, a senior at the university and a Fulbright Scholar from the Philippines, is also the founding vice president of the Fulbright Scholars at the University of Arkansas. She helped organize the concert.
We had a lot of Filipinos from back home and even here who were expressing a lot of concern, and even on Facebook, we would see it. We would have a lot of teachers, American teachers, who would tell us, we're so sorry about what's happening. Is your family okay? And of course, we would be checking in on our families as well. And it was just so massive. And being so far away from that got us really concerned. And so we wondered how we could help. Because if we were back home, we would be with the schools, you know, packing stuff and sending all these things. And we felt so helpless. We can't send, you know, bags of goods or shirts, because that would be, well, it would be very expensive. So it would be easier to send money or more practical. So we tried to find a way to tap into the talents of international students, since we're part of that group, to, you know, to offer to the community and entice them to maybe help out, since they're enjoying the talents of our friends.
Even though, because it's Fulbright Scholars and you're international students, not everybody is from the Philippines, obviously. But I imagine there is the underlying understanding of being far away from home, and be it an environmental disaster or just not being home for a birthday. That you do you have that relationship with other international students, no matter where they're from?
Yes, definitely. A lot of us got close, actually, because we have this yearning for home and displacement that we feel immensely. A lot of us speak great English, but our English is different from the American English. So it's inevitable to have a certain level of frustration. And we seek solace with each other. And when we find how we are able to transcend this frustration and how, then we share that too, and we're able to connect better with our American friends and colleagues. So it's wonderful to have a home base that feels the same way we do. So, and a lot of the international students got really scared for us, because they felt the loneliness, the frustration we felt at not being there. And we had like this African gentleman who passed by, and, you know, he wasn't familiar with the word Haiyan. And he was like, oh, thank you. He got a flyer and he moved on. He came back rushing and he said, I need to help. I know how it feels. And mm-hmm. And we were just, you know, and it just felt so good. So it's from the little things, as you mentioned, to the great big worries that we have, and having communities of international students, right?
I can't imagine what that must have been like in the hours and days afterward when you're trying to get information. Was it difficult to find out what was happening?
Because of Facebook, mm-hmm. and because of the news online and a lot of newspapers that cover it, it was, I guess, devastating to find out the news, and really just even just feeds on Facebook got us crying. I remember just looking at it and feeling so bad. And, just seeing the news and knowing that that's not even the full extent of what's really happening just gets us so scared and afraid. And my friend back home said that one of the donations that they were asking for were body bags. And like, wow, you know, and yeah, it was easy to get partial information, but a lot of fear and concrete concern.
So you have this community here of both university and Fulbright Scholars, and you decide to have the concert. What kind of conversation was there, that what would be performed?
It's classical music.
Right.
And we believe that classical music is very uplifting. You know, in light of the tragedy, we don't want to pull people down and get them all depressed. We believe that hope is what we have for these Filipino people, and the international community would like to uplift that state of being. And we have a talent in our group, Milly Suryelsan. And she's from Turkey, and her music is just so beautiful. And we were like, how can we tap into the talents of our group to be able to share it to the community? So that's where it began. Some of my friends would say, well, why don't you do your piece since you're an actress and you have this one-person show about being a Filipino in the United States? But I was thinking, well, I want to be an organizer. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to organize these things. At the same time, my show is a comedy, and it's quite a parody of how it's like being a foreigner in the United States. And that's not exactly what we want to promote right now. We wanted to promote beauty and art and feeling good. And
not quite
joyous.
The right mood.
Not just yet. Not with this whole disaster happening.
Were you privy to any conversations about what the particular specific pieces would be?
Yes, actually. And it's really exciting because the group of performers are also international students.
Right. Yeah. I think that's wonderful.
So it's no longer a Filipino endeavor. It's an international endeavor, which is really heartwarming. And by international, I mean also Americans.
Right. And because we're all international, right?
Yes. In fact, it's wonderful. So we have a piano sonata in G minor by Robert Schumann. We have Ballad 2 in F minor by Frédéric Chopin. Mm-hmm. We have Go Lovely Rose by Roger Quilter. And we have Clarinet Sonata in E flat major by Johannes Brahms.
And this ensemble represents Turkey, Thailand, the United States. And I don't want to jump to conclusions, but you're a Fulbright scholar. The young woman from Turkey is a Fulbright scholar. And the idea that behind the Fulbright scholarship is that with these scholarships, people leave this country or come from another country to this country, and it enables better international relationships and understanding. And it feels like that's what's going to be happening that afternoon.
Yes, definitely. We want to be able to share culture with each other. Like, we'll have a little reception of Filipino food. And Fulbright is all about international exchange for better communication and world peace. It's also about being able to bridge gaps and understanding the differences and being able to be in solidarity, you know, with these differences and with the similarities. Because as we communicate with each other, we realize how similar we are in little things like words. We have the same words, or we have the same ideas or traditions at home, to the big things like family and family structures and values, you know, and all these stereotypes that we have are suddenly broken and or suddenly understood where they're coming from.
It's Sunday. Mm-hmm. $5 suggested donation for students, $10 for the general public.
Yes, sir.
There will be food.
Yes.
There will be music?
Yes.
Oh, I hate to ask this, but
oh, no, sure.
With winter weather somewhat forecast, I mean, is it going to happen, or?
We will. In theater, we say the show must go on. And by Sunday, that winter forecast should be not as bad as the Friday. And so it would be great to get out of your houses after this whole storm passes and just be relieved. I mean, I guess this is a little taste of what people experience in the Philippines, and no one wants to go through that. We wish that on no one. And, you know, the joy of having to leave and breathe and just be in the open air with no problems would be a great idea on a Sunday afternoon.
Missy Maramara is the founding vice president of the Fulbright Scholars at the University of Arkansas. She helped organize the upcoming Hope After High On concert. The performance is scheduled for 5 p.m. Sunday at the Stella Boyle Concert Hall in the Fine Arts Center on the University of Arkansas campus. Admission to the concert is $5 for students and $10 for non-students. This is Ozarks at Large.